Okay, so we're back to Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, and Megillah. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah, right, we started a little bit. The Mishnah says that the Lo'ez, Kohen Oso, Lilo Azos Belaz, right, that you can read it, you don't have that page? You can read it to a Lo'ez and Laz. And a lo azos, Rashi says, it means any language that's not Hebrew is called laz. And if you read it to a loez in Hebrew, he's also yatzah. So the Gemara concludes, just the basic facts. The Gemara concludes that what? That it depends, right? If he's a low A, in terms of laws, you have to speak the language, you have to understand the language in order to be yotzei hearing it in laws. But for Hebrew, you'll be yotzei even if you don't understand the Hebrew. Right? That's the basic pshat in the Gemara. Now the question becomes, what if you understand the other language but also understand Hebrew? That's where you have the machlokas to be shown. Because everybody agrees, there's an idea. Everybody agrees to two things. That what? That if you hear Hebrew, no matter what language you speak or understand, you'll be yotzei. And they also agree that there's an idea of being yotzei in another language if you understand it. Question becomes, what if you understand another language but also understand Hebrew? Okay? So let's take a look over here. The Ron goes through it. Now it's a sugya that you can't totally learn it in isolation. You really got to get a little bit of information from Ches and Tes. So let's just follow the trail with the Ramban in the Ran. So he says like this: Avokorin oso lilo azos belaz on 8. Okay, if you prefer dalet on the base in the riff. Here's Rashi though: Sheyodin loshon acher sheina loshon akodesh. What are lo azos? Those are people who know other languages that are not Hebrew.
Where is this?
What? You don't have the same numbers as I do in the Ran?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the Ramban says like the Ran quotes the Rashi. So he says like this: according to Rashi, it's mashma that he holds as long as you, even though you know Hebrew, since you know laz, you'll be yotzei in laz. And that's what that seems from the Rambam too. But the Ramban had a problem with this. Okay, and Ramban says like this: Kevan dekol loshon eino kasher li kasev b'megillah vafilu divrei haomer sefaram nichtav mechol loshon kedisa perkam b'gemara amay mach shirin bay mipnei sheyodin bo yikru b'loshon hakadosh. Okay, so what's the Ramban's argument? That since every language is not kosher to write the Megillah in, even according to the ones who say Svarim, meaning Kisvei Kodesh in general, can be written in any language, so why should we be machshir this guy because he understands laws? Let him read in Hebrew. So obviously you can't understand this at all unless you look a little bit back at what is going on with the Svarim and Megillah and Daf Ches and Tes. Okay, so let's take a look. I mean, what does he mean that you can't write it in any language other than Hebrew? If you can't write it in any language other than Hebrew, then you can't read it in any other language because it will be Baal Peh. What is he talking about? Oh, look at that sticky page. Okay. He says like this. So the Gemara says like this. Let's just give a quick summary of this Gemara. Another complicated Gemara. But the Gemara says like this. Mishnah says, as a machlokas, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, Rabbanan says, Ein bein svarim l'tfilin u'mezuzos ela shesvarim nechtav mechol lashon. Okay. So one of the Ein beins. There's a whole series of Mishnayos over here. Ain being this, ain being that. So the only difference between Svarim, meaning Kisvei Kodesh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuv Marshes, and Tefillin and Mezuzos, is that the Svarim have to be written, can be written in any language. How do you like that? Svarim can be written in any language.
What's the definition of Ashuris?
Ashuris is Hebrew, Rashi says, Loshon HaKodesh. But the Tefillin and Mezuzos have to be written in Hebrew.
What's the Gemara calling Ivris then?
Ivris is not Hebrew. Ivris the Ivrim, that one?
Yeah.
No, what does Rashi say? Lashon Aver Hanar. I don't know what it is. Okay. So that's the Rabbanan. Okay? Got it? And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the Svarim can only be written in Greek. And we're not going to go into that machlokes. But the Gemara raises a stira. It says, Uraminu, a stira from a Mishra Brisa. It says that the Brisa says that it has to Eino Metame Mikra Shekosu Tirgum. The Tirgum Shekoro Mikra Kosav Ivri, Uksav Ivri. Okay. So that's a different script. Okay. So in other words, there are certain words that are written in Hebrew. If you wrote a Hebrew word in Aramaic, or you wrote an Aramaic word in Hebrew, okay. So like, what's an Aramaic word in the Torah? So the Gemara asks, Sagar Yadusa. Right? It says by Yigar Sadusa, I'm sorry. Yigar Sadusa says by Lavan and Yaakov when they left. So they made a monument over there for their treaty. And it was called Yigar Sadusa. So that's a Tirgum. So if you wrote Gal Eid over there, right, that would be writing a Tirgum into Hebrew. So in other words, you can't switch the language that's written in the text. Okay?
Meaning the letters that are...
No, the language. In other words, it says that he called it Yigar Sahadusa.
So you wouldn't be able to call it Gal Eid.
That's right. You can't write in that part where it says Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa. You can't write, he called it Gal Eid. Because you would be translating the words in the Torah that happen to be Aramaic. You'd be translating those Aramaic words into Hebrew. But they're written in Aramaic in the Torah. You can't translate them.
Okay.
So this one says everything has to be written in Hebrew. So it's Akasha. Because the Mishnah says the Rabbanan hold it can be written in any language. And now the Brisa says that the Svarim have to be written Dafka in Hebrew. Okay? So we'll skip ahead to Tess Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha. It's right after the Yigar Sadusa case. Lo Kasha. Kan v'Megillah, kan v'Svarim. That when it says that it has to be written in Hebrew, that's which one? Megillah. And when the Mishnah says the Svarim can be written in any language, that's Shai Svarim. So why is it that Megillah can't be written in any language? It's one of the Kisvei Kodesh. Because it says in it, Kichsavam v'chil shonam. It says, Kichsavam v'chil shonam. Oh, so one is talking to the script and one is the language. The Ksav and the Lashon. You can write, you know, Hebrew in English script. It's called transliteration. You ever see you try to transliterate like the Kaddish and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, is that what it is?
I believe so.
Doesn't mean like
that's what this Bryce is saying. It has to be Ach Yichtaven a Biksav Ashuris Al HaSefer Bidyo.
Yigar Sadusa is like a transliteration.
But the point is like this, that the Mishnah is saying, that the Gemara is saying, that how do we resolve the steer? When it says that Svarim can be written in any language, that's talking about Shar Kisvei Kodesh. And when it says that it has to be Dafka in Hebrew, the Hebrew has to be Hebrew. The Tirgum has to be Tirgum. And the letters have to be Hebrew lettering. That's Megillah. Got it? Because it says Kichsavam V'Chilshonam. Kichsavam V'Chilshonam was referring to the Jews. So the Jews, Ksav, and the Jews language. Okay. So what does it mean over here? Let's just get a couple of things straight here. So what does it mean? So what Matt asks, what does it mean that it's metame es yadayim? Eino metame es yadayim. Right? What does it mean that the and this is talking about Megillah now. So now we have an important fact that mikra shekasro tirgum v'tirgum shekasro mikra ksav ivri eino metame es yadayim ad shiichtev ane b'ksav ashurus ala sefer b'diyo. That's a special thing about Megillah. That unless the Megillah is written exactly in the language that it was written in, with the lettering that it was written in, on a cloth, with ink, with dio, it's not metame es yadayim. Okay? Whereas other svarim, whatever language they're written in, apparently they're metame es yadayim. Okay? So this is what the Ramban is referring to. That the Megillah is special, has a special relationship with Hebrew. The Hebrew language and Megillah have a special relationship. So, but the question is, still the question is, how could you say that anyone can read a Megillah in English if it's not a Megillah unless it's written in Hebrew? So then you're just reading Baal Peh, right? So Tosus takes this problem on top of Chesed Amud Beis. Says, L'koma muki ba'lo b'megillah. So later on, the Gemara says that this Brisa is talking about Megillah. Okay? The Kasha Dharminam Perak Shani Giftis L'Giftim Ilmis L'Ilmim Yotza. It says later that a gifty can read it in Giftis. Right? So, Mairi Vade Shekosav Bosoloshan Shikore has to be, it's written in language of gifty. Dim Lo Kain Havikore Alpev Lo Yotza. So that's impossible. Impossible that's not written. Vim kain kasha amai lo metamas ayodayim. So why isn't it metamas ayodayim? Kevin shenitna likros ulikosev b'chol loshon shemakirin ba. Okay, so Tosis is teaching us a little bit more. That what is the element of being metamas ayodayim come from? Whether it's nitan likosev likros. In other words, if it is given to be written down this way, then it's metames yudaim. If it's given to be written down and read this way, then it's metames yudaim. Why? Because that's the functional entity of Kisvei Kodesh. In other words, whatever has the functional identity, the full functional identity of Kisvei Kodesh is metames yudaim. That's by definition. Okay? And what is the identity of Kisvei Kodesh? It has certain halachos of how it is to be written, and it's something that you can be yotzei a kriya with, that you can do a ma'aser kriya with. So that's Tosfos' question. If the halacha is that a gifty can read it in giftis, then that must mean it can be written in gifty to be read in giftis. So what's missing? It should be metame yadayim, just like any other kisvei kodesh. By the way, Tumas Yadayim Kisvei Kodesh is a gzeira midrabanan. It's not a.
What is
it?
What is that referring to?
Oh yeah, so it's an interesting story. Anyone know the origin of that? So, of course, it says there used to be that people would take their truma and keep it in the Aron HaKodesh.
Oh right.
Because they said the Torah is holy, and the truma is holy. So they didn't want to. So they would store the truma next to the Sifrei Torah.
Are you supposed to give it to a Kohen?
Even the Kohen himself, he has to keep it tar. So he would keep it secluded, but he would seclude it with the Kisvei Kodesh. So what would happen? Mice. So mice would be attracted to the food, and they would eat through the Kisvei Kodesh too. So then they decided to make Kisvei Kodesh Metames Yadayim, so no one will put their truma with the Sifrei Torah.
Note to self.
So this Tosfos has a stark kasha here, right? Good question. So it's like this: Yesh Loma, the Kevan Sheinik Sheru Likros El Makirim Ba Dinhu shelo titmasa yadayim. Oval hecha deksiva ashuris. Dekshera af l'she'enon makiron. Mishum hochi dinhu shetitmasa yadayim. So it's just a matter of din. It's a matter of din. I'm just joking. That if it, since when you read it in other languages, and there's no question that it's neat and likosev in any other language. So if a guy's a gifty, he can read, he can write it down in giftis, and he can read from it in giftis, and it will not, it will have a din of being korei me hamegillah. It will not be a korei alpeh. But Tosa says, since only the guy who understands giftis can be yotze that kriya, it makes sense that it shouldn't be metames yadayim. But since anyone who reads it in Hebrew will be yotze regardless of the language he understands, that's why it makes sense that in Hebrew it should be metames yadayim. So what is the quality that's making metames yadayim? Without even understanding the answer, it's obviously what he's saying is the ability to be yotze your kriya from it. Right? Because that's the ikur of kisvei kodesh. To preserve and read. Ah. So then he's saying that's the area that he's saying the idea of tumah stems from. Because that's the identity of kisvei kodesh. So he's saying, so it makes sense to say only when it's objectively a cheftza.
Meaning in ashuris, not in gifti.
Right. So when is it definitively, objectively a cheftza of kriya? Only in the language that anybody could be korei and read from. So when is it metameis yadayim? Only when it is definitively a cheftza of kriya. It's only definitively a cheftza of kriya when it's in Hebrew. Otherwise, it's just subjectively a cheftza of kriya. If I speak English, the English one I could be yotzei from. If you speak French, you couldn't be yotzei from it. Right? So
does that mean it's not part of kisvei kodesh?
That's correct. It would not be a cheftz of kisvei kodesh. Fact of the matter is, we don't make our megillos like real kisvei kodesh. We don't.
In what way?
Certain requirements. I forget exactly what it is, but there's certain requirements of how it's done that most time it doesn't qualify as true kisvei kodesh. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Why can't you read out of a chumash?
Oh, there are requirements of Igeris. The Gemara says there's an idea of Igeris in Megillah, and there's an idea of Sefer. So your Yotze, when it qualifies as Igeris, it can be Kori from Megillah when it's Igeris. Right, Igeris is something that's hot off the press. Hot off the press. Right? Hear ye, hear ye!
It was a good time last year,
right.
So yeah.
Yeah. That's why we said, I remember, we said once far, remember we said is that the Gemara says that when you read the Megillah, you read every Esnachta and Sof Pasuk the same. As normally, if you read the Torah, the Esnachta has one type of a pause, and the Sof Pasuk is a long pause. Esnachta is like a short pause, and Sof Pasuk is a conclusion. But there's a minhag, we read all the asnachtas and the sof pasuk the same way. Right? So we wanted to say that, and the Ramban says that's because of the din igeres. So we wanted to say that when you're reading a letter for the first time, you don't know all the pauses. You can't ahead of time define asnachta and sof pasuk. You just have to read it phrase by phrase. Yeah, I mean, if it's a text that's written and you're reviewing it, so you've already gone over it and you can define ahead of time the middle of the sentence and the end of the sentence. But when you're reading something for the first time, you don't know that ahead of time yet. You just have to go phrase by phrase and internalize how it works out. It's like the old telegram. Hello, stop. Coming, stop. 2 days, stop. Okay, so we resolved one problem now. Now we know a little bit of what we're talking about, right? That when we say that there's something special about Hebrew in the Megillah, and the Ramban references this Gemara about writing it in Hebrew, doesn't mean that's the only way you can write a Megillah, because if you can't write it any other way, you can't be Yotze every other crew, be a crew of Alpeh. But, means to say that the only chefzo that is considered objectively an entity of kriya, an entity of Megillah that would be qualified for Kisvei Kodesh, is when it's written in Hebrew. But that is different from other Kisvei Kodesh. Okay, other Kisvei Kodesh can be read in any language to anybody, and therefore there'll be full chefzah of Kisvei Kodesh in any language. Okay, so now let's see if we can understand the Ramban's logic. So here's like this: Kevan dekol lashon eino kasher li kasev v'megillah. So he means to say, as an objective entity of Megillah. Vafilu ledivrei haomer svarim nichtav mechol lashon, like it says over there that we just did. So in other words, even if you hold any sefer can be written in any language, still the Megillah is different. In order to be qualified objectively as the chefza of Kisvei Kodesh, it's only if it's in Hebrew. So then, amai machshirin bei mipnei sheyodin bo. It's like a funny argument. So then, why should we validate it? Why should we validate it? Meaning the kriya of a Frenchman in French, just because he knows French. Yikru b'lashon HaKadosh. If he knows Hebrew, he should definitely read it in Hebrew. What's his argument? Lefikach pirish zal lilo azos haynu she'enan yodim b'lashon HaKadosh. When it says in a foreign language, it means the guy who only understands that foreign language doesn't understand Hebrew at all. Kidamirin hasam hanhu lo az hanhu Lauzi the Asu, whatever, Lauzi the Asu, Lakame the Rava, Vuki Rava Maturgum Binayu. What does that mean?
Ben came before Bezdin.
Yeah, what's his Raya? The Raya is they called him a Loes, and you see, they had to put up a, you know, they had to give him a translator. So a Loes means he doesn't understand Hebrew.
If he did,
he could have spoken Hebrew. Who cares? He's bilingual. Umibnesha ain't on Yodin Ashuris, Afapisha Yotzinbo. And since he doesn't know Hebrew, even though he's Yotze with it, Bikushi Hitiru. They only allowed it with difficulty. Mishum de'ika mitzvah's kriya. Because there's a mitzvah of kriya, v'rochachomem de'pirsume nisa bi'yediyamamish adif tvei. It's like a whole cheshbon. He's like going through and like figuring out historically what they did. They said Hebrew is the main language. That's what we start out with. Hebrew is the main language. And then apparently that could have been it. It was almost like a historical development. Like initially Hebrew is the main language, and that's the only way you should be able to read it. But they said like this. They said since there is an idea of the kriya, since there's a mitzvah's kriya, and they saw that pirsume nisa is better when you know what you're talking about, therefore they let him be yotze in the language he knows. The ode, Kidei Sheyehu Yochol Lahotzius Atzmo Yidei Chavaso V'yikrol Atzmo. They also wanted to let a guy be able to read it to himself. Avo Yodea Ashuris. But if the guy knows Hebrew, Li'olam Eino Yotzi Elebe Ashuris. That's basically his argument. Okay? And he brings a riot from Yerushalmi. But what's the logic of his argument? The problem is it's difficult. The difficulty in his argument is, like the Ron himself says a little later, it just seems, it doesn't seem like a halachic definition over here. I mean, you're going to say that, either you're going to say that you have to be Yotzi in Hebrew, or you're going to say they allowed you to be Yotzi in another language, as long as you understand it. So if I understand the other language, but I also know Hebrew, how does that... Why can't I still qualify as a guy who's listening it to in a language he understands? That was, they set up two things. Hebrew and the language you understand. So just because I understand Hebrew and another language doesn't make me less of a person who understands the other language. I mean, halachically speaking, they made a method of kriya in another language too. Is that a ma'aser kriya in French? If I understand it, yes. So just because I know Hebrew, I can't. I mean, that's like the Ramban. That's like the Ron's question. It's like according to the Ramban, there's like an extra miyut in here. Like it's like a foreign concept. The point's like this: what type of a consistent concept is it to say Hebrew only if? I mean, laws only if. That's like a complex structure of like we're gonna let you have this idea of laws, but we're gonna negate it from the guy who speaks Hebrew. That's the Ron's whole problem. Where do you see this complex structure existing in the mitzvah? All you see in the mitzvah, all you see in the halacha is two things. Hebrew is good for everybody, and they also allowed you to read it in laws if you understand it. So if I speak Hebrew and I speak laws, why am I not fitting into the category of the guy who understands the language he's reading it in? Just because I understand Hebrew, I don't understand French? No, I understand both. It's like an ad hoc type of a thing, according to the Ramban. It's like it doesn't have a halachic. It doesn't seem to have a proper halachic form. And then he's sort of like psychologizing or going into like the motivation that they had. It should be Hebrew. But they let you get away with the other language. So if you could do Hebrew, they're not going to let you get away with it. It lacks in the halachic definition. That's the problem with this thing. I mean, once they set up a halacha that you can read it in another language, I can read it in another language. I mean, Avi's right. Sounds like a lechatchila b'diavad, but the only thing is, you should be yotzei b'diavad if you read it in another language. You're not. What am I missing? See, and that's also an interesting thing. What you're mentioning is an interesting thing also. He doesn't say the mitzvah is piercing. He says, mishum de'ika mitzvah kriya. Well, and what does he mean, bikushi hitiru? What does it mean, with difficulty they were matir? Who cares how hard it was for them to matir? But they matir it. The roch hachamim de presume nisa biyadiya mamish odaf. It sounds like a complex structure here. There's a mitzvah of kriya, and then they saw presume nisa with yadiya as better. V'hotziu b'loshen shiyodei abo. And then they let you be yotzi with the language you know. But somehow that results in if you know Hebrew, you can't do Hebrew. Why? Now, what's he saying? He's saying we see one thing. You see that his premise is that by the Heftza, by Megillah, Hebrew is the Iker entity of Megillah, and therefore the Iker Kriya. And that's why you can be Yotze in Hebrew no matter what. Okay? Kichsavon v'chilshonam. That specifically the Megillah must be or is objectively represented in the Ksav Ashuris and Lashon of Lashon HaKodesh, which is an interesting question. It's an interesting point. All Kisvei Kodesh can be written in any language, and the Megillah Dafka has to be written in Hebrew. So in other words, why can all Kisvei Kodesh be written in any other language, right? That could be the first question. Why? Because the Iker of the Kisvei Kodesh is the knowledge of the ideas, right? That's the Iker. The Iker of the Sefer is the information. The Iker of the Sefer is the information, right? You read Dostoevsky in English, it's okay. You still could say that you read Crime and Punishment. Right? Basically, the Iker is the idea. The idea is not in any language, right? The way it's communicated initially was in one language, but you can communicate the same idea in another language. The words are just a vehicle for an idea, right? Kisvei Kodesh has ideas, information. So it's true. You can the information was initially given in a certain language, but the same information can be conveyed in another language. Okay, we could argue about that. If every language has all the same vehicles of transmitting the same ideas. But essentially, they were matir to write kisvei, all kisvei kodesh in any other language. Okay?
But can't you get...
So by Megillah too, you'd be able to get the same idea. So it must be like Yonah saying, there must be something special about Megillah that they didn't know that it has to be dafka in Hebrew. So there's two things. There's two questions. There could be one question is, why was it written initially in Hebrew? Okay. But aside from that question, you could say like this, that since the original Megillah was written in Hebrew, and there's an inyan of we should be mefarsem hanes, and we should therefore reflect back on the events that took place then, the receipt of the Megillah itself was an event. The recording of the events was an event too. I mean, in the Megillah it says, and we wrote this Megillah, right? Esther wrote this Megillah. So it could be an idea that it's more than just a story. It's also somewhat of a historical document, right? And in that sense, it should retain even the accidents of its accidents, right?
With that argument, I don't see how it's any different.
And if you want to be more of a darshan, you could say that since they were in Golos, it was an event of the of Klal Yisrael. It had to be written in the Dafka, had to reflect that idea of the resurgence of Yadus outside of Eretz Yisrael, and it couldn't have been written in the local languages that maybe the Jews spoke. Had to be it had to have a nationalistic identity to it. So it had to be the Lushan of the Jews. And that was part of the story too. So all of these elements are give Hebrew a certain position of favor over any other language. Okay? I mean, we don't have to be so sure about this right now. But the point is that it makes sense to say that in Megillah there's an idea that is more than just, it's different than other Kisvei Kodesh, in the sense of how it came to be, and the fact that is part of the very Pearson. I mean, we read, like I said before, we read the Megillah as if we were receiving it now. We read the Megillah as a Negeris. That's why we fold it out. It's halacha. When you read it B'tzibur, you spread the whole thing out, because that's the way Negeris is made. That's the way they would do it with Negeris. Now Megillah is a little bit long, but we have a short Megillah. I mean, we have the Gros Megillah, so we don't have a... You have 11 lines, but 10 lines. But anyway, but the point is, that's what we do. The whole event, the whole Kriya, is like a reflection on those events. Okay, so that's what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying that really, in terms of how the mitzvah essentially is instituted, it's Hebrew. Is the primary, fulfills a certain role that no other language can fulfill, because it reflects back to the authentic original document. But why do we do all of this? That's the interesting point. Why do we do all of this? What is this is where it becomes interesting, right? What is the reason that we have all of these things? It's because of Pirsumei Neis. But that itself becomes a problem now. Because what if a person doesn't understand Hebrew?
And all these things don't fulfill the purpose.
All of these things are not fulfilling. They fulfill a certain purpose in the sense that he goes, okay, I know it's Hebrew, I know I don't understand the word it's saying. But in terms of it fulfills like in an accidental way. It catches in an accidental way a certain authentic feel maybe. But in the content of what the story is, he's completely in the dark.
like
Kriya and Ika mitzvahs. What is it going to say? Mitzvahs
like
piersum, mitzvahs kriya,
so like
mitzvahs piersum.
Kind of a kriya because of motivations of person who needs it. So like the mitzvah is a certain kind of a kriya.
No, there's no question. Mitzvahs kriya u pirsum minisa. Right. So you're right. There is a mitzvahs kriya, and there's a mitzvahs pirsum minisa. And the Gemara already said you'll be yotze both in Hebrew. Okay. But the Ramban, that's what Ramban is trying to argue over here. He says, but ro chachomim de pirsum minisa biyadim mamish adif tvei. He gives two reasons. One is they made a cheshbon. And they said, Tamadavar. No question about it. Tamadavar. And they said, let's think this through. We're doing all this for Pirsum Enisa, but the guy who doesn't understand would actually have more Pirsum if he understood what he's reading. And also, he says, they wanted to allow everybody to be able to read it themselves, to be Yotze themselves. The guy's alone. He doesn't have anything to read from him. They wanted him to be able to be Yotze himself. So who are the theys over here? I mean, he has the Mestavra, he means the original Takana. Yeah. He means the original Takana. Yeah. It's like the Gemara says in the beginning, in the first Mishnah. They made many days. You can go all the way from, what's the first day? From Yud Aleph. All the way from Yud Aleph. Depends if you lived in a little town and you only came to the big town on Monday and Thursday, and if you work out the calendar, you'll see certain it can be up to Yud Aleph. So because those people couldn't read, they didn't want to be Matriachlim for whatever reason. The Gemara says they didn't want Matriachlim to come in other days. So there was a lot of leeway in how they designed this mitzvah. But anyway, we still haven't really defined it yet. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe
you could
break.
So what I'm trying to say over here is like this. It's difficult to define exactly, but Ramban holds like this. Ramban holds that they never moved from the original concept. They never completely moved from the original concept. The original concept is that the Hebrew Megillah is essential. The Hebrew Megillah is the Iker entity because it always reflects the events themselves. Not just content, it's part of the events themselves. But they're mindful of the idea of Pirsum Anes. So they want to allow a person to read it themselves or to understand what they're reading, to get the Pirsum through the Kriya itself.
Kind of like what Matt was saying?
Maybe. Hold on. So...
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, in other words, the Ramban holds they still maintain the idea that the Megillah of Hebrew is the Iker Megillah. Okay? Not like the others. See, that's what he doesn't like. In other words, he's saying like this. What Ramban is trying to do is saying like this. The Hebrew Megillah is the Iker Chafetz. Even though they let you read it in another language, they never took away the status of the original of the Megillah that's in Hebrew. Okay, what does that mean? What do I mean to say by that? It means like this. When they introduced Laz, they did not introduce it as an alternative. Okay. To say that you have a choice, to say that there's an alternative to read the Hebrew in another language, that means to say that it's on an equal footing. Okay? That's an alternative.
No.
What's that?
And we're saying no?
It is not an alternative. The Ramban is learning, descriptively right now, that the Hebrew, that the laws was introduced as a is introduced. Let me see if I have the right terminology, as a substitute for the Hebrew. And maybe that doesn't mean the same thing to everybody. What I mean is like this, that if anybody who knows any other language can read it, no matter what, then that would be equating the all the Megillas of every language. Okay, I mean, I have a choice. I can do the Mikra Megillah in Hebrew, I can do it in English, I can do it in any language I want. Okay? The Ramban is saying that they couldn't do. That they didn't do. It has to be that even the one who's reading it in English is mindful of the existence of the Megillah in Hebrew. In other words, it is a way, in a descriptive way, the halacha was set up like this. The Iker Megillah is the Hebrew one. Okay? If you can't access the Pirsum of the Hebrew, you're allowed to have to access the Pirsum through another language. Okay?
Access meaning understand it?
Understand it. Hold on. It is different than saying, you know, is the structure that the Ramban is trying to work out is like this. That even the Loes who reads it Belaz is still in a sense mindful of the Megillah, of the Hebrew Megillah as the Iker. And he's only reading it Belaz because he can't read the original. So let me just continue to describe it a little bit. In other words, so let's say a person knew Laz and Hebrew. Okay, and he read it Belaz. That would be saying that the Laz and the Hebrew are on equal footing. Okay. That would not be saying that I'm read. That would not be a kriya. See, what I want to say is like this. You always have to be reading. The mitzvah really is always the original entity. But if you can only do a kriya, like Yono's saying, if you can only do the mechanical kriya with the but the thing is that the original entity has a certain structure of language, and it also has a content. So the mitzvah, so they were matir that if you can't, they were matir you to read the content of the Hebrew in another form. But if you choose the laws when you know the Hebrew, then you're negating the chefs of the Hebrew Megillah itself. In other words, we have to get a little bit of a sharper definition here. But we're trying to say that the Ramban holds they never by Shar Svarim they said. The Iker is the content. All Kisvei Kodesh are equal in any language they are. Because the Iker is the content, and that's it. You know, Mata, that kind of a thing. But over here, there is an Iker of Pirsum in maintaining the identity of the original. And that concept of an original document must always be maintained. And that's why the Hebrew is the Iker. They were only matir the other languages in the framework that they are an access to what the original was. They're a way to access the original, but not equal to the original. So if a person understands Hebrew if a person doesn't understand Hebrew, so they say, look, I want to read the original. I want to read the original, but since I can't understand it, I'm going to read its translation. Right? I'm going to do a kriya of the original, not in the mechanical form, but they also expanded to allow a kriya of the original via it a kriya of its of its content. But if I know Hebrew and laws, so then you can't say I'm accessing the original through its content, because you could read the original mamish. In other words, they set it up like this, that you must read the Megillah. They set it up like this. There is a heftz of the Megillah be'ivris. Oh, no, I shouldn't say in Ivris, but be'ashuris, be'lashon HaKodesh. That is the heftz of Megillah. In this mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, that entity, you have to be accessing and utilizing that entity. Okay? The only thing is, they realized if we just consider reading the Megillah in terms of the mechanical, so then it would only be a kriya in Hebrew that would be considered the kriya of the original. But then it would turn out that a lot of people who are reading the original are missing out on the content. So they said, they bikushi hitiru, they introduced another concept, that there's also an idea of reading the content of the Hebrew. How do you read the content of the Hebrew? That's if you are a loes and you don't understand the Hebrew, you can be yotzei through a kriya of the ideas of the Hebrew one. But that's a secondary kind of a kriya. So if you have the primary one, you can't use the secondary one. That's right. Those are Ramban saying that if they would have just equated loes to Hebrew, then it would have undermined the entire entity of Megillah as the Hebrew, the position of the Hebrew as an authentic original. So therefore, they instituted they were matir. Because of the Pursume Nisa, they were matir the kriya of the loes, because of his inability to have the kriya of Pursum b'ashuris. See, it's interesting with the Ramban reach opposite conclusions, because they're really starting from opposite places. If you look at the way the Ramban starts, is that Hebrew is the Megillah, and then they only introduced other languages to enable a person to have the idea of Pearson, but they couldn't introduce it in a way that equates it to Hebrew, because then it would undermine the position, the whole point of reflecting the Heftza as an original document. So therefore, the way it was structured was that the kriya shel yedia is a matir for reading it belaz. Right? Because you need a matir, because matir means matir maintains the identity of the Hebrew as the authentic. And you're only allowed to have the translation because of the importance of Pearson itself. But it's structured as the kriya shel yediyah. That's the idea he introduces. That they introduced another form, a kriya of yediyah, as a matir of the of laz. Okay, but the Ran says the opposite. He says no. He says really we hold like the Rabbanan. So all languages are equal. All languages start out equal. Kichsavam v'chilshonam just gives Hebrew an additional facet that other languages you have to understand. But Hebrew was given a special position that you don't have to understand the Hebrew. So that doesn't change anything about the laws. Because he's learning the opposite way. That all they did was they gave Hebrew a special distinction. Because everyone who reads Kichsav v'chilshonam is telling you something about Hebrew. Ramban is saying it means that's the ikker, that's the authentic, and that the document itself is part of the Pearson. The Ran is learning the other way, that Not sure how you define his position over there. But he's saying that it starts out like regular Kisvei Kodesh, and then they gave it a certain facet of Lashon. They gave it a certain din of Lashon HaKodesh that's superior to the others. Yeah. It would seem he's learned Kichzalam V'chil Shonam is like the other idea. That it expresses that there's an idea of the nationalistic language as the objective, that will always function objectively to be Yotzi the Megillah. Mm-hmm. But that's just another facet, because it happens to be the language of the Am, and it was an event that renewal of the Am in Golus, so they reflected that by saying Hebrew is objectively good.
But it doesn't mean Megillah is intrinsically
Hebrew. Doesn't mean that Megillah is intrinsically Hebrew, exactly. So that's the question. Is it a din in the Cheftz? So the Ramban is learning Hebrew is a whole new din in the Cheftz of Megillah. He's learning that Hebrew is not a din in the Cheftz of the Megillah, it's a din in the Mikra of Megillah. All right. Something to think about.